Grace and peace to you, my friends. I'm Reverend Betsy Turner, the pastor of Stockbridge Presbyterian Church. This message is for Sunday, April 5th, 2020, the fourth Sunday of not gathering due to the COVID-19 coronavirus, and it's Palm Passion Sunday, the start of Holy Week. I wish that we could be together for Holy Week. This is our high season in the church, and it feels so strange not to be together. I wish that we could be in the sanctuary waving our palm branches and singing together. Hosanna, loud Hosanna, the little children sang. Through pillared court and temple, the lovely anthem rang. To Jesus who had blessed them, close folded to his breast, the children sang their praises, the simplest and the best. I can almost picture us there, waving our palms and singing our hosannas, and I wish it were so. But this year, out of care for one another and for our neighbors, we must celebrate this day and this week differently, apart. Perhaps today you will go out in your yard, keeping a safe distance from your neighbors, and grab a sprig of azalea or a branch of dogwood, whatever is green and growing and convenient, the way palms were conveniently at hand when this crowd gathered on that Middle Eastern morn. I hope that you will find that branch and wave it in your own personal celebration of Palm Sunday. I like the idea of all of us doing that in our own places and our hosannas rising from wherever we are and being bound up by the Holy Spirit as we're joined together in a song of praise. Would you pray with me? Holy God, in the midst of a lot of chaos and confusion, much stress and anxiety, we come to worship you. Help us to quiet other voices in these moments so that we may hear you speaking to us. Bind us together across the distance that separates through the gift of technology and by the power of your Holy Spirit. And grant your peace to our frantic minds, our weary bodies, and our restless spirits. Come, Spirit, come and be with us. Amen. Our scripture for today is from the Gospel of Matthew. It is chapter 21, verses 1 through 9. I would invite you to listen for God's word. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and they put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them out on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I will admit to you that I have mixed feelings on this Palm Sunday. I feel the tension, the irony, as I read this text. It feels out of place somehow to read this story in the midst of our current situation. After all, this is a story about excitement, but many of us are feeling exhaustion. This is a story about a crowd, but we are maintaining physical distance, and being in a crowd right now is dangerous and anxiety-producing. This is a story of a grand celebration, But right now we are missing out on celebrations. We're not together for festivity, and most of us don't really feel like celebrating anyway. The best we can do is to look out into the unknown future and anticipate a time when everything will finally go back to some semblance of normal, and then we'll gather and celebrate. But not now. This is a story of noise in the streets, when many of us are experiencing stillness and silence in our home, perhaps even loneliness. This is a story of boldness and courage when many of us, for quite good reasons, are fearful. A story of joy when so many in our world are suffering and grieving. A story of confidence when everything in our lives and in the world feels so uncertain. But we know what the crowd does not know. We have the benefit of reading this story and knowing the beginning, the middle, and the end of this particular tale. And so we know about the mixed feelings and the tensions and the ironies that are not spoken in the story I just read you, but are baked right in. It's a story of a grand royal procession, but it's really just a humble country peasant riding a borrowed donkey through a ragtag crowd, across a carpet of dusty cloaks and torn branches, into the back door of the big city, where he will stay in a borrowed room. It's nothing like the other procession going on across town, where historians tell us Roman elites would have been arriving to keep the peace during the Passover. They would have come into Jerusalem by the main gates with fanfare and red carpet treatment, battalions of soldiers and awed citizens watching them proceed to their palace. This is quite a different royal fanfare going across town with Jesus and a donkey and some palms. This Palm Sunday story is one of celebration and joy, but we know how the week turns out. How quickly celebration will turn into chaos, friendship into betrayal, triumph into tragedy. Today there is joyful noise in the street and the crowds sing out their hosannas, but in just a few days there will be anger in the street, and that same crowd will shout to Pilate, "Crucify him." Jesus proceeds into Jerusalem on this donkey. But we know, and he knows, that even if the crowd and the disciples do not know, that he is actually proceeding toward his death. Later this week, early on Friday morning, he will proceed back out of Jerusalem, not smiling and triumphant, but beaten and bloodied, not with songs of praise, but with jeers and tears, and not on a donkey, but on his feet, dragging the cross on which he will be crucified. That's why Palm Sunday is also known as Passion Sunday. There's all these mixed feelings and tensions and ironies in the story itself and in our reading of it. There is room in this day for all of that. Bright light and shadows, fanfare and fear, exuberance and exhaustion, hurting and hope, grief and good news. It's all part of this story. It's part of this week. It's part of this day. It's part of our lives. And what Palm Passion Sunday offers us and teaches us is the importance of proclaiming Jesus Christ as our King in the midst of all of that. In a time of uncertainty, and even on the way to the cross, Hosanna, a shout of praise, which also means save us. In our praise, we acknowledge Jesus as our Savior, not a knight who charges in on a white horse, but a different kind of king who rides in unarmed and humble on a colt, the foal of a donkey, in fulfillment of God's prophecy. one who comes not wielding a sword or crushing with power the way the empire and its corrupt leaders will do, but bringing good news of healing and compassion in the name of the Lord of creation who made the heaven and the earth and us out of pure love and lowly dust and the breath of life. Blessed is he, the son of David, the heir of God's kingdom, who has broken in to our fearful and weary world, walked our dusty streets and our lonely valleys, borrowed our donkeys and our rooms and our flesh, and known all our pain and suffering so that he could redeem every last bit of it. Hosanna in the highest heaven, blessed is he who comes to us in the midst of our mixed feelings and our tensions, in our poverty and abundance, in our gatherings and in our isolation, in the infection and in the cure, in our grief and in the joy of the coming Easter and the promise of resurrection. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest heaven, blessed is he. And in his name, blessed are we. Thanks be to God. Amen. Hosanna in the highest, that ancient song we sing. For Christ is our Redeemer, the Lord of heaven, our King. Oh, may we ever praise him with heart and life and voice, and in his blissful presence eternally rejoice. Let us pray. Blessed are you, Lord God. We sing our hosannas and give you thanks for all your many good gifts. The creation which you made and which blooms forth so richly in this spring season. Your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to show us your love and his story told to us in Scripture. The gift of community, our families of origin, our families of choice, our friends and neighbors, the strangers in our midst, the communities we build together for the good of all, and especially for your church, the body of those who believe in you and are sent to serve in your name. We give you thanks for the plenty that we enjoy: food, water, shelter, clothing, education, health care, communication, freedom, joy, wholeness, peace, comfort. Trusting in your abundant grace, we admit before you that we continue to rely on your grace, not only for the forgiveness that we need, for all the ways that we fall short, but we also need your grace to show us new paths and new ways of faithfulness, especially in these days. In this time where we're not able to get out and do for others in the same way that we're used to, help us to be faithful, generous, patient, kind, and obedient to your will in all the ways that we can. As this pandemic goes on, we continue to pray for an end to this virus and its effects. We pray that we and our neighbors would practice strict compliance with sheltering and distancing orders for the protection of all. We remember those who are on the front lines, our medical personnel and scientists, and all of those essential workers who are showing up day after day and putting themselves at risk for the sake of others. We remember those who have had to cancel weddings, baptisms, holiday gatherings, and other joyous events, and those who are not able to be together in times of sorrow and grief. We remember students and teachers who will not be returning to school, especially those seniors who will not get to celebrate their graduations, and all who are feeling any kind of disappointment, loneliness, and weariness as this time goes on. as we always do, but perhaps with particular urgency in these days. We pray for the sick and those who care for them, for the dying and those who grieve, especially those who do so alone. For the poor and those who are most vulnerable, for the anxious and those who feel alone, for those in seats of power that they may lead with wisdom for the common good. And we pray for ourselves that you would give us all we need for the facing of this day, this week, and this whole situation. Hear us as we name in silence or out loud in our own spaces our specific concerns and the particular ways we need your grace. We pray in the name of the one who comes in the name of the Lord, our Savior and King, our companion and friend, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now I hope you'll join me wherever you are in singing the doxology. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Before we part, a reminder that all our church gatherings and activities are canceled throughout the month of April. We are gathering as a church using the tool of Zoom, a video conferencing platform, Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. You should check your email for an invitation and a link to join. Our women's Bible study is meeting by conference call on Thursday mornings at 10:10. If you or the group that you like to be with within the church are interested in connecting in these ways, let me know. I'm happy to help you. And of course, I'm always available to each and every one of you by phone and email. I'll be sending out some materials for Maundy Thursday and Good Friday so that you may observe this Holy Week from home. I will charge you now, as I always do, to go forth from this time of worship to love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit who is at work among us. I pray that you will have a fruitful and a meaningful Holy Week, even though it will be different than what we are used to. Go from this time, my friends, and into this week, knowing, trusting, and believing that you do not go alone. For God abides with us and binds us together and will remain with us forever. Knowing this, my friends, be at peace. Amen.